Now that there's an agreement in the West Coast ports dispute, ship containers are being processed at the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. But the congestion on port lands won't clear until truckers get in to move those containers. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports. Early morning in Soto, and the truckers are getting ready to move containers, as many as they can. This is Anthony, with his truck's hood open and in a rush to leave.
Oh yeah, we're all open.
Hoping to make some money after months of unprofitable start and stop work.
They just started, so we don't know yet.
They don't know how much lost income they can make up after a slowdown that started last October. Truckers go to this gas station to fuel up before the container yards open. This trucker says he's only been able to make 6 runs a day for years.
Well, are you hoping that now the port's less slow, you could get 7 or 8?
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
He says he doubts that port workers are speeding up processing ships when their agreement isn't ratified yet. And he says traffic congestion and city limits on truck routes means the roads themselves will slow him down.
I don't have any hope that it's going to get better because it never does.
Many truckers don't want to speak publicly about the port's dispute. People who did speak didn't give full names. They don't want to pick a fight with dock workers or the shipping companies.
I'm just so sick of the thing.
Tom says truckers like him are at the bottom of the port food chain.
They treat us like crud.
Waiting for hours to move a single container during the slowdown and hostage to a dispute between port workers and shipping companies.
And it's just hurting us and hurts everybody for their greed. Both of them are greedy.
Tom says if the dispute is really over...
Yes. Now we'll finally be able to make some money. Because we won't have to be in there for 3 or 4 hours to get a can in or out.
Now there are thousands of cans, containers, at the dock or at anchor. It's the truckers' turn to make some money by getting them all where they need to be. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.